Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hammer Time.
Well, hello. Yes, it's Dominic. Good morning. And Hammer Time Radio starts right here, right now. When you want
leaking roof? Need new windows? Looking to remodel your kitchen or bath? You've come to the right place and the right time. Broadcasting on News Radio 930 WBEN since 1989, this is Hammer Time Radio. Now, your host, your man for home improvements, Dominic Cortese.
Good morning, homeowners, and welcome once again to Hammer Time Radio. Dominic Cortese back with you. 803-0930, open phone lines today. Anything around the house that needs my attention as we find ourselves in midwinter. And we're going to go through a couple things we need to be thinking about in midwinter and getting ready for spring. And I encourage you to participate in the program with anything that may have come up over the last couple weeks. Yeah, we were away a couple Saturdays, so we went away Saturday, so we missed two shows, which is a little unusual. Went down to the Caribbean and had a week of rain in the Caribbean. So the kids said to me, you should have stayed home because the weather was better here. So there you go. Anyway, got away, I guess, getting out of the winter doldrums, which is part of what we're going to talk about today. Also, I want to encourage you to do a couple things, including register for our next Come Home to Cortese Cooking School, which is March the 4th. We get ready for Easter with Sicilian Easter traditions, St. Joseph table tips, Cassata cake, and Sicilian dessert wines. March the 4th, couple spots still open there. Go to Cortese.net, drop down menu, Come Home to Cortese Cooking School, and you'll find your ability to register and pay online right there. And that's the March 4th. April the 1st, we are cooking with truffles. White from Piedmont, black from Umbria, wines from both regions, April the 1st. In May, we are traveling to one of my favorite regions of Italy, and that is Emilia-Romagna. We're going to be talking about and making classic antipasto and getting into the whole amazing Parmigiano-Reggiano discussion. Parmigiano-Reggiano made only in Emilia-Romagna and only in specific methodologies, specific grain that's fed the cows, specific cows that produce the milk, specific process to manufacture the Parmigiano. And this is why it only can be one place and only one name, Parmigiano Reggiano, is only from there. With a classic antipasto, how about some cured meats? And balsamic vinegar comes from that region as well. So that's the May class. In June, it's Risotto 101, sweet potato gnocchi with sage brown butter, Budino di riso, rice pudding. That's the June class. So they're all listed at Cortese.net, the drop-down menu, Come Home to Cortese Cooking School. You can register right online. We'd love to have you be part of our wonderful class. Jerry Clemente, our amazing chef, as our tradition continues to travel around the country of Italy and bring you exciting and interesting menus from the different regions of Italy. Hopefully you had a chance to see the premiere last week of Buffalo's Home Improvement Show for Season 7. And we highlighted last week a lot of what you're going to see this season on Buffalo's Home Improvement Show, including a new segment that was quite difficult to produce, about a young man who was hit by a car and became a paraplegic thereafter, and how our Hammer Time partners came together to aid the family in their home in Hamburg. You're going to see that this season on Buffalo's Home Improvement Show, as well as our regular segments with our Hammer Time partners, and of course Phil, Nick, and Michelle with all the tips that they give you, and a television version of this radio program called Viewer Mail. And we're glad to be able to tell you that Flooring Solutions of Western New York, which is the sponsor of Viewer Mail on Buffalo's Home Improvement Show, is becoming a sponsor here on Hammer Time Radio. So we're excited about that. Flooring Solutions of Western New York, the place to go for all your flooring needs, coming on as a sponsor here and joining our list of amazing Hammer Time Radio and Hammer Time TV sponsors. Glad to have all of them. So open phone lines today, 803-0930. The only thing I wanted to get into to set the stage for you, though, is in that we are, as I said, in the middle of winter, it's important to think about the things that maybe broke, especially if we had, you know, something like ice pull our gutters down, and you're dealing with that not being repaired. You want to make sure that you address something like that before we get into spring rain, because then we could have another problem come from that, and that is water infiltration into the basement as a result of excessive water collecting around the perimeter of your house. So that kind of cause and effect thing. We've had carbon monoxide in the news a lot in the last several weeks, so your smoke and your carbon monoxide detectors should be tested. And keep in mind, as I mentioned, every time we talk about carbon monoxide detectors, they're on a schedule now for replacement. It's 7 years, and you need to make sure that you throw it out and buy a new one after you've gone through that 7-year time span. As we talk about your carbon monoxide detector, how about taking a minute to check your air filters in your heating plant, too, to make sure that those have been cleaned? That's another thing we could be doing in the middle of winter. And as it relates to carbon monoxide and just, general cleanliness around the house, how about cleaning out your dryer vent? We don't talk about that as often as we should, and there's really no code that I have found that governs the area of a dryer vent lines. But you know what? A clogged dryer vent can cause a lot of trouble, including a carbon monoxide contamination if it's a gas dryer, if it's blocked that much. And not to mention the efficiency of your dryer, no matter whether it's electric or gas, would be diminished with a clogged dryer vent line. So let's get our dryer vent lines cleaned now that it's the middle of winter. And I mentioned your gutters outside. If you had any damage from the storms, make sure that we are dealing with that. And just take a good look outside. We talked about this a couple weeks ago with the flooding. Do we still have water pocketing? That's an indication. It's always good to judge a problem when it's at its worst condition. So if you still see water laying anywhere around your property, my recommendation would be that we get into a water drainage system to prevent this problem from being an ongoing and nagging issue. Again, the whole point of that is to be able to get onto your lawn sooner in the spring, but also to prevent any water from possibly infiltrating into your basement. So a lot of directions we could go this Saturday morning with our discussion, and it's all up to you by you picking up the phone right now at 803-0930 in the 716. Outside the 716, it's 1-800-616-WBEN. And don't forget the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, open and operating. Same as our call-in number, 803-0930. Good morning from Dominic Cortese. And before you pick up the hammer, before you pick up the drill, pick up the phone and give me a call. I'd love to talk to you.
Live, local, Buffalo. All day long. News Radio 930 WBEN.
You want to know why I have a great relationship with Lakeshore Savings Bank? Well, it's because they put people first. Each week, you hear me talk with one of the branch managers, and they get to discuss how much they care about building those relationships with their customers. With me today, I have Leo Rollo from the Snyder branch of Lakeshore Savings Bank.
Thanks, Dominic. That's right. Relationships matter at Lakeshore Savings Bank. Listeners, are you unhappy with your current bank? Are you tired of unreasonable fees and bad customer service? Lakeshore Savings makes it easy to switch. Our dedicated staff will sit down with you and walk you through everything. We'll even help you set up new direct deposits and automatic payments. Lakeshore Savings offers a variety of checking and savings accounts to meet your needs. We're open until noon today, so stop in or call us at 716-898-2101. Lakeshore Savings Bank, putting people first since 1891.
Stop in to any one of the Lakeshore Savings Bank's 11 branches and experience the same great customer service that I have come to expect.
I'm Roger Hancock, owner of Town & Country Furniture. At Town & Country Furniture, we believe in making America comfortable again, one piece of furniture at a time. We do this by only selling American-designed and manufactured furniture, built to last with quality you can trust, and supporting our veterans. As a veteran myself, we want to show our appreciation. Veterans never pay sales tax when shopping with us. It's our small way of saying thank you for your service and your dedication for this great country. And when you purchase from Town & Country Furniture, delivery is free. That's right, free delivery for everyone. Come see us at 37 Main Street in the Village of Hamburg and experience the joy of beautiful American-made furniture. Whether you're looking for a cozy sofa, a dining set, a comfy two-sided mattress, or a lift chair or a recliner, we have it all to make your home comfortable again with comfortable Made in America furniture.
Celebrate the man in black and his greatest songs. Johnny Cash, live. On screen.
Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster for March 20th to 24th. The Avalon Theater at Falls View Casino.
This brand new concert experience will bring my father and his music back to fans all around the world.
Johnny Cash, the official concert experience.
Hey, it's Dominic here, with essential information for people who need plumbing help now. You flush and the water starts rising, or the sump pump quits, or you find water where there shouldn't be. What do you do? Well, you call Don at Plumbing Help Now. Now, Don is a master plumber. He's been so for over 35 years, and his customer retention rate is a whopping 98%. And that tells you everything you need to know. So take Dominic's advice. Put Don's number in your phone under plumber so you have it when you need it. And here it is. 716-861-7337. That's 861-7337. Online at plumbinghelpnow.net.
Why spend weekends restacking wood? With Always Warm Stove and Chimney, say goodbye to the chores. Install a natural gas fireplace from Always Warm Stove and Chimney. Always Warm's showroom has models from Lopi and Fireplace Extraordinaire. Save with a high-efficiency, low-operating-cost natural gas fireplace. Imagine warming up your room with the touch of a button. Always Warm has a variety of remote control and blower options that keep you feeling toasty and add a touch of class that will make you look like the toast of the town. Choosing a Lopi or Fireplace Extraordinaire natural gas model means no wood to chop, store, or carry, and no ashes to clean up. Natural gas, fueling tomorrow, today. Using less, doing more. Transform your home from always cold to always warm and receive rebates by installing a high-efficiency natural gas fireplace with Always Warm's expert sales and installation team. Visit Always Warm in Lockport or find them online at alwayswarmstoves.com. That's A-L-L-W-A-Y-S warmstoves.com. Always Warm Stove and Chimney, always worth a trip.
Do you have a DWI or any other conviction? Almost all convictions result in an inability to enter Canada.
Jamie Fiegel of Fiegel Carr & Joyce.
Put this issue behind you for good. Call the law firm that Western New York has trusted for years, who focuses on this specific situation, using methods and processes that achieve positive and permanent results. Don't settle for a firm that tries to do a little of everything.
Make the choice. Call Fiegel Carr & Joyce, 810-2121, or at yourborderattorneys.com.
Well, as winter rolls along, it is the perfect time to bring the strength of a Gorilla Floor to your basement. You heard me right. Protect your investment and transform your space without the fear of water damage. Even if your sump pump fails, there's no need to worry. Just a quick cleanup and you are good to go. Gorilla Floors cost less than traditional carpeting or laminate. They offer unbeatable durability and they're a breeze to keep clean. Plus, they come with a rock solid 15-year warranty. Make the smart choice for your basement. Choose Gorilla Floor and leave the worries behind. Call Gorilla Floor, Gorilla Garage Gear at 716-715-6927. That's 715-6927. Go, go, Gorilla. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time.
10:20 is Hammer Time. Hey, it's Dominic. How are you? 25 degrees outside, lightly snowing. As they say, we're going to get a couple inches, huh? Oh, what do you know? Winter kind of comes and goes these days. After that big thaw, I thought, gee, I don't like this kind of winter where it snows and it melts and it snows and it melts. But I guess that's what global warming's all about, right? 803-0930 as we travel to Hamburg and chat with Linda. Good morning, Linda. You're on WBEN.
Good morning, Dom. Glad to be on. Three related questions with roofing. I have a 5x8 built-in addition. It's original to the house. And it has a roof and it's overheated space. Two questions first about that. I don't know how to describe it. The soffits are tiny. The soffits are maybe 4 inches wide.
Okay.
And they put the regular kind of aluminum soffits underneath. And it really looks out of place. So my first question to you is, how would you do soffits on that kind of really narrow soffit area?
Well,
how would you?
What are we trying to do? Ventilate them, or you want to actually make them more pronounced?
I think it would be too much work because they're tied into aluminum siding behind them where they attach to the house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have, over the years, we have had this kind of similar request to pronounce, make a soffit more pronounced. And we've actually added on to the length of the rafters, therefore, as to make the soffit wider. Now, that requires, that requires some reshingling, though, because now we've made the roof area longer. So, therefore, shingles have to be pieced into that edge. It can be done, though. And it's an interesting idea because when we talk about how important soffits are, we talk about how important it is to introduce cold air into our attics. And having an open soffit that's wider, that allows for more air to enter, is valuable. So it's not a bad idea to consider the thought of making the soffits wider.
Okay, how much wider? I'm seeing that they look to be maybe 4 inches right now. How much wider is wider?
You know, ideally, I'd like to see a soffit be a minimum of a 12-inch. And you have to also think about, as we angle the roof down and make the soffit wider, we are lowering the return point back to the house. So, you know, that has to be flat and parallel to the ground, right? So point returns back to the house, are we going to run into any doors or windows? So obviously that's another concern. Now, another way around that is to not have the soffit be parallel to the ground, but parallel or up against the actual underside of the rafter on an angle. So that can work as well. So a couple tricks there. The point of this, if we do all this, is that we want to make sure we open all of the areas up that allow the air to be able to enter into that attic to prevent ice and promote more ventilation.
Well, and you're really, thank you for that. And you're really answering my second question is, how much ventilation, like how does one estimate ventilating a 5x8?
Yeah, well, the answer is that you cannot have too much ventilation. The insulation and ventilation equation go hand in hand. When we insulate, we need to ventilate. A lot of times we insulate and block ventilation that will lead to more entrapment of moisture and therefore the potential for ice to form nonetheless, even though we're well insulated. So ventilation is the key to that so that we can get air to flow to keep that attic space as cold as possible.
Okay, would you then put some kind of a slant back to vent it at the top or a ridge vent, or does it get enough just between the two soffits moving the air east to west?
It has to be able to have a route of induction and then exhaust. So whatever that is, whether it's induction through the soffit and exhaust through the a louver or a ridge vent, then yes. Or could it be gable vents that allow the air to travel through? Whatever it is, we need to have a path for the air to flow.
Okay, fair. Changing topics on my mother issue. Storms are getting worse.
Mm-hmm.
Gambrel roof, built in about 100 years old. And what I'm reading is that it's important to make sure that the roof deck is secured because after 100 years, the nails would have loosened up. And what I'm reading about is with the storms, the wind is not only going to lift the shingles, but it's going to try and lift the roof deck. And I've got the old 1x6 boards that would have had some gaps.
You've been misled. You've been misled to be told that the nails would work loose. I think that that would only be possible if we had, you know, hurricane force winds that could actually lift the roof deck off where the air off the wind would get into the attic and actually push the roof deck off from the rafters. So that would be the only concern. In areas like Florida, you see special clips. They call them H clips that attach the roof deck to the rafters. Those aren't required here in our climate because we don't have to deal with the incidence of hurricane or hurricane force winds as much as they do in other areas of the country. So I would not be concerned about your roof deck. I would say that a planked roof system that you have is a very reliable one and actually better than even plywood.
Why better than plywood?
Because it's generally thicker and you get more structural reinforcement from the planks and the way they're nailed.
Okay, quickly, one other point. On the EF scale for tornadoes, we're seeing more, others nearby are seeing the EF 2 and 3s more in the past couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
And that's on the same level of hurricanes, just different numbers. And they're saying that there's more of that happening. And I'm looking like 10, 15 years out on a roof. And they're saying there's more of that coming now. And for some reason where we are, we get more wind anyway. So they're saying the EF2 and EF3s that are seen in the Midwest are really happening around here too. But nobody talks about them. They just really call them strong storms where we are and friends of ours further up. They just call them storms.
So in order for you to install H-clips, you would actually have to... I guess you'd have to almost start over. You'd have to strip the roof of its sheathing as well as the shingles in order to install the decking with H-clips. Unless we can get them into the attic and get under that planking and attach the H-clips that way, it's possible. That may be possible as well. So it's a tall order to be able to install H-clips subsequent to construction.
Okay, thanks on that. Can look at doing bracing with the rafters and H-clips and the rest of that.
I don't think you need to worry about your roof deck. I think you're probably better than most with that style roof deck that you have.
Well, this has been wonderful as usual, and always so much to learn from you. It's you and your family. So
you're
much
kind.
To learn from all
well,
of us.
Well, thank you for
thank
that.
You very much.
I appreciate your call. Thanks. Linda's line now available at 803-0930 as we travel from Hamburg to Alma and chat with Jack. Good morning, Jack. You're on WBEN.
Good morning, Dominic. How are you?
Good, sir. How are you?
Fine. I had a house built in 21 years ago, and we had Simco windows installed because they were the only ones that had plain wood trim on the inside that we could stain to match cherry in the rest of the house.
Got it.
Well, the cables let go on a couple of the windows.
Uh-huh.
Now you can't lift them because they're a large bottom section and a smaller top section.
Yes.
My wife wanted larger glass so we could see out in our backyard.
Sure.
And I'm wondering who I could call to have the windows, the cables repaired, reattached, or
you
whatever.
You probably are going to be money ahead to just simply get a replacement window.
Replacement window.
Yeah. So the sashes would be removed. The master frame of the Semco window would be left in place, and then a mini-framed unit would be installed within that opening and then capped on the exterior and the interior, and maybe not even the interior, maybe just the exterior, depending on the style of the window. So that would be the best, I think, and most cost-effective and most efficient way to deal with this problem.
I see. Okay, I thank you very much. All right. I really enjoy your program.
Well, thanks, Jack. Appreciate that.
Your grandfather built the garage for me, and my brother in Depew, they were great with the sledgehammers.
Yeah, that would have been my father.
Your father, yeah. Or your grandfather?
No, my grandfather never came to this country. My father, yes. Uh-huh.
He was out there with a gang on Girdle Road in Elma, and he did a phenomenal job.
Well, thanks for saying that. I appreciate that, Jack.
Have a wonderful day.
You too. It is the bottom of the hour, and it is time for the top of the news. We're back with more of Hammer Time Radio after the news.
From the WBEN newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett. Here's what's happening. St. Andrew's Country Day School will close along with the parish by June 30th.
The finances kept leading in a certain direction, and it got to the point as we got into this month where it was unsustainable for the parish to continue functioning as well as the school.
Martone says a meeting was held with parents and the diocese Friday afternoon. More announcements will be made during this weekend's masses. Governor Hochul reacts to reports Donald Trump will support a nationwide abortion ban if he is elected president.
This is America in 2024. This is not the Middle Ages. It is not a century ago. And women's rights should not be continued to be repealed and retracted and trampled on by anyone such as Donald Trump. So we are going to engage in this fight. I thought it was important to know that we'll never, ever back down.
It's free fishing weekend in New York State. Our fishing expert, Bill Hiltz Jr., says there's an easy way to take advantage of this.
Go out with a local charter captain. Let them take care of all the work. They supply the bait, the rods and reels, and you just go out there and catch a fish and have a good time.
Hiltz says fishing is on the rise in New York State. From the WBEN newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett.
Attention, anyone who has allergies, asthma, or any respiratory ailment, were you aware that every human being sheds an average of 50 million dead skin cells every day? You don't want to think about that, but it's true. These mostly invisible microscopic irritants are a feeding ground for dust mites. One of the most irritating allergens is the dust mite and the dust mite feces. All of these detestable, unhealthy allergens are most likely lurking in your home's heating and air conditioning ducts system. Now, if you haven't had indoor air professionals out in the last few years, well, guess what? You're breathing unhealthy air. It is truly that simple. Indoor air professionals want you and your family to breathe easier. Folks, I'm staring at a pile of testimonials that proves that indoor air professionals can really make a difference in your dust levels, your allergies, your asthma, your heating and air conditioning performance, better sleeping, even finding money. Yeah, maybe even a dead fish or two. It is all true. And it's important to breathe clean indoor air. And Peter Gordon joins us on the live line. The dead fish story, right, Peter?
Yeah, I know. Well, here's the stats. By the way, you did a great job of culminating that. People don't realize that, you know, mm-hmm. 50 million dead skin cells per person per day. And you know, when the sun shines in on those rare days in February and you see the floating dust, that's, my friends, is what it is. And so those are the transport vehicles for, you know, viruses and flu that we've talked about. But mm-hmm. yeah, we find a dead mouse, bird, squirrel in one in every 10 homes. But as you know, some of the greater findings are a salmon. we found an iguana, and as you know, a couple times stashes of money, stashes of other things that start with a P.
Now, is the money finders keepers?
It is. Absolutely. Yeah. So literally, one guy was $2,000. All of a sudden, the guys are going, "Look at all this cash in the collector," you know. And so, yeah, at the time, the $800 duck cleaning yielded a $2,000 return. I can't guarantee that, but I guarantee a lot of people save that much money in a year by not having co-pays and medical issues.
683-3000, extension 303. The extension 303, well, guess what? That's right to Peter's desk. So you want to speak right to Peter. The extra special Hammer Time Radio discounts for the 17th of February are...
Okay, so we've talked about duck cleaning, so let's still... will go with $150 off. And if you're a repeat customer, we've got about 58,000 or 60,000 now repeat customers in the sound of my voice. They're going to get even a better deal than that, depending on the size of the house, but most likely. And then with the medical grade air purifier, the one that you have, the HealthWay that covers 1,200 square feet, you can save $350 off of that. And then the whole house Super V unit, once again, these are both 40 times more efficient than HEPA filters, and that you will save $500 off.
Wow.
And lastly, I heard you talking about water in the basement, so the
yep.
April Air high-capacity dehumidifier, five times more powerful than the Chinese fire starters, and those are $300 off.
It's amazing how efficient and effective it is and how well it works. And it's funny because sometimes it's not running, and I'll creep up on it, and even the humidity from your body can make it turn on. It's amazing
right.
to see
yeah.
that. And
yeah.
it startles me when it turns on. So 683-3000, extension 303. You need to call Peter right now to get these mentioned discounts, and only you can get them as a Hammer Time Radio listener. Got IAP? Get it today.
Breathe easier. Indoor air professionals for every breath you take.
When it's got to be perfect.
Autumn is almost here in the most colorful season of the year, but also the start of cold weather. Now's the time to find the hearth for your home at Countryside Stove and Chimney. Forget about those trips out to the wood pile this fall. Enjoy all of the comfort of a wood fire with a Lopi or Fireplace Extraordinaire natural gas model. Countryside Stove and Chimney is Western New York's leading retailer of Lopi and Fireplace Extraordinaire fireplaces and stoves. Stop in and choose from over 80 models of fireplaces and fireplace accessories spread out over the area's largest fireplace showroom. This year, enjoy the cold in the comfort, convenience, and warmth of your Countryside Stove high-efficiency natural gas fireplace. Rebates are available for savings from National Fuel. Fueling tomorrow, today. Using less, doing more. Learn more at countryside-stoves.com. Countryside Stove and Chimney, Route 16 in Holland. Call 652-4118. Find the glow of your home at Countryside Stove and Chimney.
It's gotta be Countryside Stove and Chimney.
Got gold jewelry, broken jewelry, coins? Received an inheritance from settling an estate and don't know what it's worth? Take it to Tag Jewelry and Coin. For over 40 years, Tag Jewelers have provided their knowledge, expertise, and evaluations for free. Trust Tag for their honest evaluations on diamonds, gold, pocket watches, wristwatches, precious metals, jewelry, sterling flatware, coins, and collectibles. Tag offers you cash on the spot for your valuables. Trust Tag Jewelry and Coin, 936 Dick Road, just off the 33. Remember, at Tag, you're it.
Hey, for total comfort in your home, look no farther than TRS, Heating and Air Conditioning. We welcome them as a new sponsor of the program. They're powering tomorrow, and they're comforting today. TRS and Rheem, high-efficiency furnaces and air conditioners, ensure your home is always at the perfect temperature because your peace of mind matters. Now, we're thrilled to announce the brand new electrical division that TRS has formed. TRS now brings you the power you need, whether it's a small light fixture or a natural gas whole house generator. Whether you're warming up, cooling down, or powering up, TRS is here for you. Powering tomorrow, comforting today, TRS, your one-stop solution for HVAC and electrical excellence. Online at trsheatingandairconditioning.com.
David Bellavia here. Sometimes I think the Social Security process is purposely complex. If you're having trouble getting benefits, there's an attorney who will help guide you through the process.
Hi, I'm Kenneth Hiller. Don't take no for an answer from Social Security. We'll fight every step of the way to get you the benefits you deserve.
Get a free consultation when you call the law offices of Kenneth Hiller, 800-300-2990, online at kennethhiller.com, 6000 North Bailey Avenue, Amherst, New York, 14226.
Back, joint, or neuropathy pain will affect your life when left untreated. Many are told there is little you can do. Age and arthritis are the cause, and to live with it. I'm Dr. Miliotto, owner of Western New York Pain Relief and Integrative Wellness Center. I have dedicated my life to providing the highest level of evidence-based medicine designed to eliminate the use of injections, pain medications, and unanswered requests for true help. If you continue to struggle with stenosis, sciatica, herniations, numbness, burning, tingling, weakness, heaviness, or balance issues, call 650-PAIN today and tour my clinic. I will take the time to dedicate to your individual needs and customize care to your goals. We are the founders of the most advanced nerve, joint, and balance care in the area, and I would be honored to help you. Don't be fooled by those who imitate our care, offer free treatments, or leave you with questions. Call today, reserve a seat at my seminar, consult with me one-on-one, and see the difference. The pain stops now. Call 650-PAIN today.
Hey, it's Dominic. Yeah, call me crazy, but I like it when things are done right. The bigger the job, the more important is to choose a company who does excellent work. So, whenever someone says to me, Dominic, who do you recommend for roofs? I say, call the people that fix roofs right. Call Ava Roofing. Now, when you call Ava, you get superior service, including an expert foreman on your job. Get an on-the-spot free written estimate and project drawing for your roof by calling 716-343-ROOF. That's 343-ROOF, or you can go to avaroofing.com. Ava Roofing also offers you 0% financing. Ava Roofing, because every dollar saved counts. Oh, yeah, and always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time!
10:41 is Hammer Time, and yes, it's Dominic Cortez, and how are you? 803-0930 is the number to call. Anything around the house that needs my attention. And love to hear from you this Saturday morning here on WBEN. A texter's writing, Chapman from Lancaster. Hello, Chapman. Let's see. This past winter, I've seen many houses with some of the most fiercest looking icicles I've seen in a while. I find it hard to believe so many houses aren't insulated properly, but is it that simple, or there's more to it? It is pretty directly related to heat loss, but I will say, Chapman, that in addition to the heat loss, the amount of snow we get will contribute to more ice formation. So it's kind of like a cycle where the tremendous snow depth will create that layer of thawed snow at the very joint, a point where the snow lays on the roof. And that leads to the ice dam and the water then that forms on the backside of that dam. So it's related directly to the depth of snow as well as the insulation. So it's kind of a formula of both. So yes, the more snow we get, the more ice we're going to have if we have heat loss. So the two do go hand in hand. But that's a great observation and a great question to bring up. Next texter is writing, what is the ideal placement for carbon monoxide detectors? I read recently that they should be just above the head height, not close to the ceiling. Well, really, the truth is you need to put them into a plug, and plugs are generally, you know, close to the baseboard or 14 inches off the floor. Having one near your sleeping quarters is essential, and I also have one in the basement by the furnace. That one actually is less valuable than the one up by the sleeping quarters, because the whole point of a carbon monoxide detector is to alarm you, and so that you hear the alarm, it needs to be near you, so that you can react. And if it's, you know, trapped down in the basement, you may not hear it if the doors are closed and all of that. So having one near you in the sleeping quarters, near sleeping quarters, in a common area where everyone would be able to hear it is essential. And the other thing about this that's important to bring up is definitely don't ignore a carbon monoxide detector. Now, assuming that we've got a good working carbon monoxide detector that has been recently replaced, if it goes off, folks, yeah, you need to get out of the house. So respect the detector and keep it near where you can hear it. 803-0930. Let's travel to West Seneca now and say, good morning, Kevin.
Hey, good morning, Dom. How are you?
Good.
I had a metal roof installed over the summer, and boy, did I have an avalanche come this winter.
Sure.
With the depositing of the snow.
Sure.
I don't have diverters. I only have a few diverters put over the entrances, but my gutters took a beating all the way around the house.
Sure.
Should I consider more diverters?
Yeah.
Through the whole roof, and how many should I do, and how high should they be?
So they're generally put on a staggered pattern And that would be, I think, you know, kind of three. Well, depending on the ribbing, too, you know, how wide the ribs are. But you want them at every rib to be able to catch the snow from cascading down. They do work quite effectively. Our barn at our new building, it has a metal roof. And the first winter, we had the same issue. We were worried someone was going to get hurt. So we promptly had Ava come out and put them on, and ice breaks, put them on the whole, you know, eave side where people walk. And yes, there's a consequence then of metal, you know, that you're pointing out of this as being a hazard, as well as what it can do to your gutters. So every rib where the spacing is, where it's flat between the ribs, would need to have a gutter, an ice break.
Right. The you know, when shirts had come out and they did inspect it, and they mentioned that metal roofs are nice, but they're not ideal up north because of the snow.
Amen.
And I was unaware of that.
Amen.
And,
amen.
You know, so my concern was leave the weight up there, or and let it fall when it falls, or you know, keep it up there with those rails. I didn't know what the best of the both alternatives were with that, so I figured I let it go down and relieve the weight, and not have those put in there. But now the gutters are, you know, got trashed by that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I guess that's a good question. Do we want to leave it up there, or do we want it to come off? I think if we have any water infiltration as a result of the snow laying up there, I would definitely want to get it off. But assuming it's nice and tight and it's not doing, you know, any damage to the interior, it's probably safer up there than if it cascades off and possibly hurts someone, as I said, or damages gutters. But you know, it's just a reality of the product we're talking about.
Yeah, I mean, I have you know, mounds of snow all the way around my house just from what fell off the roof.
Sure.
So
yeah,
it's been it was very heavy, and you know, in the middle of the night that came crashing down and you know, wakes everybody up.
Amen. Yeah, I know exactly what you mean.
I just don't want to go through that every year with the gutters having an option. So I think I'm going to do two rails. Would you recommend that as best?
The rails are going to be more involved than the ice breaks. You might want to look into both for pricing purposes, but yeah, I think the ice breaks are sufficient.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Appreciate that.
Okay, Kev. Thanks. Good question. All right. 10:47 is Hammer Time. Our next break is now, and we're back with more right after this. We are fortunate here on Hammer Time Radio to have a wonderful sponsor like Don at Plumbing Help Now. And I'm going to give you some essential information for a plumber that you may need in the future. Yeah, you flush and the water starts rising, or your sump quits and you find water where there shouldn't be. What do you do? Well, you're going to call Don at Plumbing Help Now. He is a master plumber, and he's been so for over 35 years. And everybody that hires Don brings him back. So take my advice. Put his phone number in your phone under plumber. And here it is, 716-861-7337. That's 861-7337. You know how it is. You need a plumber and you think, where did I put that number? Well, do it right now under plumber, Don at Plumbing Help Now. Online at plumbinghelpnow.net.
With Falls View Casino's Lunar New Year Hot Seat. Wednesdays in February, each hour between 4 and 7 p.m., patrons playing their favorite game will be chosen to win cash and free play. 16 winners every Wednesday. Let the celebration continue and swipe your Momentum card for a chance to instantly win 50 Momentum dollars. Visit FallsViewCasinoResort.com for full details. Must be 19 or older. No purchase necessary. Play smart. Gong Hei Fat Choi from Falls View Casino.
My 13-year-old acts like a puppy again. Almost overnight, she's a different dog.
Perfect poops.
When people switch their dog's food to the farmer's dog, the effects can seem like magic. But there's no magic involved. It's simply real meat and vegetables with all the nutrients dogs need, instead of highly processed pellets. No tricks, just smarter, healthier pet food delivered in packs portioned for your dog. It's amazing what real food can do. Get 50% off your first order at thefarmersdog.com/nomagic.
Hey, it's Dominic here. Are your home utility bills out of control? Well, for easy, affordable solutions, go to the industry leaders for home improvement. With fiberglass insulation, by Owens Corning. You'll save money on your heating and cooling bills and be more comfortable in your home. Get wholesale pricing in-store or at any of the three convenient locations in Williamsville, Kenmore, or Buffalo, or shop online 24/7 at Lenko.supplies. That's Lenko.supplies. Those in the know, go Lenko.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles, with an auto warranty about to expire, or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free, quick quote. Call 800-674-2189 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-674-2189. That's 800-674-2189. What do you have to lose? Call 800-674-2189. Again, 800-674-2189.
Hey, are you ready to experience total comfort in your home? Well, look no further than TRS Heating and Air Conditioning, your trusted total comfort solution. TRS with Rheem high-efficiency furnaces and air conditioners ensure your home is always at the perfect temperature because your peace of mind matters. And that's not all. We're thrilled to announce our brand new electrical division. TRS now brings you the power you need with generators, expert installations of electrical plugs, floodlights, ground lights, and even electricity for hot tubs. Now, whether you're warming up, cooling down, or powering up, TRS is here for you. It's not just about comfort. It's about making your home the best place to be. Warmth, coolness, power. TRS, your total comfort solution. Online at TRSHeatingAndAirConditioning.com.
Hammer time.
10:52 is Hammer Time. It's Dominic, and how are you? 803-0930. A next texter is writing in, can you speak about metal roofs? Well, coincidentally, we just did. And yeah, you know, I am not a fan. I have to be honest. And it's really largely because of the look. They work on certain settings. Like I mentioned, we have it on our barn. Well, that's where you typically would want to see a metal roof, I think. But on a house, I don't know. I just don't like the look. And we just now unveiled another consequence of them, and that is the cascading snow. As far as durability goes, yeah, okay. But they don't have an indefinite warranty, you know, like you think they might. In fact, I've heard that the warranties are generally the same as shingles. So what are we doing, really, when we talk about metal roofs? Unless it's that kind of building that's warranted to have a metal roof, I'd say go with shingles. 803-0930. Ken in Tonawanda, we're at your house.
We're over in the city of Tonawanda.
Uh-huh.
And we've been in the house 12 years, and when we moved in, it had a wired-in CO2 and smoke detector system in the basement with the remote on the first floor, one in each one of the bedrooms and one in the main hallway. My question is, how long do I have to worry about the system being 12 years old? I have changed the battery out in each one of the remotes every year, so that I know they're...
So you're saying it's a hardwired system.
Right, in the basement.
Mm-hmm. Here's what I would do.
I would say,
yeah, you're doing the right thing, you know, keeping the batteries fresh, but I would add a supplemental plug-in one. Just to have it as a backup to that.
Okay.
And put that up by the bedrooms.
All right. But I don't have to worry about this system expiring at a certain time.
You know what? I don't have the answer as to whether that's a real concern or not. It may very well be, because that's really at the basis of why they have made them disposable. It's because there's something about the detection of carbon monoxide that expires in these units. So it's a mechanical issue with the fact that the unit doesn't respond any longer to the detection of carbon monoxide. So that's why they've made them expire and be disposable. So, you know, I don't want to tell you not to worry, but it sounds like, you know, it may be a different style system. But in addition to that, I would recommend a backup.
All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right, Ken. Thanks for the call.
Have a good day.
So we talked about the Semco window replacement idea that I gave, and my buddy Max Willig just wrote to me. He's an architect. He said that Classic Window and Doors is a Semco dealer in West Seneca. So maybe we can still get parts. So that would be a place to check. Let's see here. Another texture. Previous caller that a kit is sold to replace those strings. Yeah. Okay. So there you go. You mentioning an Anderson window. It wasn't Anderson. It was a Semco window. So Classic Window and Door will be a place to try. We have CO detectors on each floor. Plus, let me know the ideal height. Outlets are not a problem. Apparently, the more recent directive relates to the different weights of fire smoke and non-smelly CO leak. I don't know what that would mean. CO doesn't have a smell. So again, it's not so much where the plug is as it is the fact that you have them where you are sleeping and where you can hear them. So that's the essence of a carbon monoxide detector and how valuable it is to your family and your home is that you can hear it when it goes off. So yeah, there's the weights of the gas play a factor as to where it may be more concentrated. But the truth is it's probably heavier than air and it's going to fall. So being closer to the floor may be a benefit, and that's where most plugs are. So that's what I would do is have one in the hallway where you sleep and another one in the basement where the furnace is. And again, the indications are generally that having them in the basement are really not even that essential. It's really more important where you can hear it, again, where your bedrooms are. And don't forget, as I said, to mark your date of installation and date out 7 years and replace that when that date comes up, because that is meaning that the unit is coming to the end of its ability to detect carbon monoxide. Now, I think, if my memory serves me, ours beeped the last time it came up, and it flashed some kind of code that indicated it was ready to be replaced. So I think that you may see that happen with them as well. I want to mention something that I forgot to do at the top of the show. I finally gave in to not burning wood anymore, and we had Countryside come over and switch our fireplace to gas logs. And yeah, so you know, why did I do that? Well, it really came down to the fact that when I wanted to light the fireplace, you know, let's say we had a snowfall and you wanted to, you know, get cozy by the fireplace, the wood was out by the shed, and it was a trudge through 3 feet of snow to go get the wood. And I thought, I do this all the time. I never have the wood stored nearby the house. So I thought, well, let's give up on that, and let's just go with the instant fireplace, remote-controlled, click-on. And so that was installed yesterday by my friends at Countryside. I thank them for an expert installation. They did a great job. It looks good. So we'll report to you as to how often we get to use it, which I'm sure will be often. And yeah, a big change in the Cortez household. We went to a gas log fireplace. Texter's writing, carbon monoxide is the same weight as air, floor, ceiling, wall, all the same. Okay, so there you go. How should asphalt driveways be maintained? Should they be sealed every year? Every year, not necessarily. But when we see that there's enough wear on the surface, I do know people that maintain them with an annual sealing. That's a little overkill unless the surface is so overused, you know, with a lot of traffic that you start to see wear. That would be the driver for me, is do you see wear marks? And if you do, that's the time to reseal your driveway. Okay, well, you know what? Look at the clock. We blink our eye and the hour's gone, Jer. Good job as usual, Jerry. Thank you for that. We'll look forward to seeing you next Saturday, same time, same place, same station, where we've been since 1989. Have a great week, everybody. And always remember, life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.